And place your order. Oh, we did this forever. Thank you, Scott. You received your order. Confirmation email sent. 30, 29. Okay, hey, welcome to the Weed Deliver Podcast. Oh, shit. I haven't done this in forever. 2 years, maybe. It feels like a year or two.
You just record a bunch and then just put them out randomly. This might come out in 2018.
Who knows? Maybe. Actually, I do want to get it's more. So I do want to get these. I do want to get these out more. Do more of these. But what happens is, me and a guest or two, we order some food, and then in the meantime, while we're waiting for the food,
don't bite me. The food's not coming yet.
That's the cat, not me. Then when we're waiting for the food, we have a conversation based on the questions I have in a box. Because I got rid of the whole theme thing because that was felt bad when the questions were gone. So
once the first question's like, nope, never thought that, and then you're like,
well, that doesn't cover 10 minutes. But today is my brother Jason.
Hello, do the Monthly Movies podcast.
Oh Jesus, sorry, what? I just read the question. I didn't understand it at first.
You wrote them.
Have you ever? The first question is: have you ever seen or heard anything unexplained?
So like UFOs
or ghosts? I mean, unexplained. It's almost anything. I mean, it could be the whole, like, presidential...
I saw a murder. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ.
They never found him. I'm just kidding.
They never found him? Like, the murderer or the body?
I never know.
Oh.
We'll never know. Well,
it's unexplained then, unexplained. I guess.
I don't know. Like, I feel like everybody has moments where they hear something that's not there.
Yeah.
Or they sense something. I don't know. I feel like even dreams could be considered unexplained. Like,
that's true.
Why did I have a dream about that?
Yeah, I know. Like, I read a fact recently, and this kind of came up recently on my Scott Ritter podcast. But if you like people you see in your dream, your brain doesn't make that up. You've seen them elsewhere in real life. Yeah. Whether you just consciously remember or you don't remember. So, like, it's creeps me out when you say, hey, who's this person that you see in your dream? And, like, I'll have, like, a lot of weird dreams where I go, hey, I'm hanging out with this girl or whatever, and, like, we really bond a connection with that dream, and I wake up and I go, oh, I wonder if she feels the same thing. Like, who knows if this person that I saw is, like, a combination of faces, or if it's like someone I saw as a kid, or someone from like 30 years ago because I watched an old movie or something. You know, I always wonder about, like, dreams are fucked up, man.
Yeah, I hate it when I have dreams that are so realistic that weeks away, I can't remember if that actually happened or if it was a dream. But to go back to the unexplained thing, it's weird thinking about that question because it could just be something no one ever talks about.
Yeah.
Because no one ever explained it. Like, how did that deer get into the middle of the highway on the bridge that got hit and killed? How did it... No one ever explains that.
Yeah. Well, you're taking the words, like, literally apart.
Well, I mean, seriously, that's a very vague question.
No one ever explained quantum physics to me.
Yeah. That's unexplained to me.
I experience it space every travel. Day. Actually, I was thinking of quantum physics the other day, because you know, the idea of if two things hit each other, particles of, like, what, like, let's say I slap a wall, particles from my hand
are still on the wall,
go through the wall, and the wall particles go through my hand or whatever. I'm like, what's an easy way to explain that? And I thought of the road. I'm like, when you're driving on the road, your tires are constantly hitting the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
Your tires wear down over time. They don't stay the same. And then the pavement smooths out, too. It's like proof that after continuous amounts of time...
It's erosion.
Basically, like, quantum physics... Erosion is the proof of quantum physics, right? Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Yeah, I think so. Because, like, I mean...
I don't know. Like, hitting a piece of dough with a rolling pin...
Yeah.
...flattens it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's considered... I don't know a lot about quantum physics. I can't really explain that.
I know is, like, it has to do with, like, the particles, like... Because, obviously, everything is... Nothing's, like, really solid. It's just how dense the particles are, like, how close together they are proves, like, it's basically... So there's always room for more particles to get through.
Yeah.
That's why, like, if like no matter how like what if you hit something, part of you is going to be actually going through the wall, like on a very like minute, small like molecular level, I guess. If unless I, that's I mean that's the basis of what I know of quantum physics. I might be wrong.
Yeah. Well, there's the
yeah. Maybe.
I mean, you're talking physical, where even, I don't know, projections, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Light can go through a wall, in a sense.
Yeah, but it's just not...
The particles.
It might not be, like, readable by human eyes.
Or emotion.
Emotion goes through a wall?
Yeah, I think you could send emotion.
Like, if you scream at the wall?
No, if you, like, are really angry... And you, like, just think really hard and be angry. It can affect the room. Because, like, if you go to work and there's people everywhere and you just sit in your cubicle and not talk to anybody.
Yeah.
They can usually tell if you're happy or sad, even if without talking. Because they can feel the room.
Okay.
Because, like, if some people are happy... More people become happy.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's mad, more people get upset.
Yeah.
Like, so emotion spreads, too.
Do you think it goes into the whole, like, aura thing? Like,
kind of.
I don't know. There's...
But it's just so weird, because you could have, like, a horrible day.
Mm-hmm.
And then people who you're not even paying attention to are having fun, and then, like, for some reason you start feeling better, even though you're not part of that.
Yeah. I suppose, yeah.
That's unexplained.
It's true.
I don't know. I find that kind of stuff interesting.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Because it's just like when you're talking to someone on the phone, and you can tell they're smiling, even though you can't see them.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say, like, the whole emotion thing, like, Carl Jung...
Or you can just look at somebody's eyes, and they can be smiling, but you can tell from their eyes that they're not happy.
Yeah. But, like, Carl Jung, I want to read more...
Like a clown.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, they're... No.
Because they're always smiling and they're sad inside.
Yeah. I was going to say...
Especially since the circus shut down.
Yeah, they're Barnum and Bailey.
Oh, sir, right? Going to be a rodeo clown.
Yep.
That's have a purpose.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, though, the Carl Jung, he's a famous, like, psychologist and sociologist, and he has a theory. I want to read more of his stuff because, like, there's so much of his stuff that interests me, but he has the idea of this, like, collective unconscious where, like, we sort of share, like everyone says...
Everything
like,
is connected.
Yeah, like, years ago, like, back when we were, like, Neanderthals and stuff, people will say, oh, yeah, we didn't communicate as much because we would communicate with a part of our brain that's now inactive. Like, kind of right. Like how cats talk to each other with, like, these series of noises that humans can't really hear. The main reason why they meow is for humans. They make noises for humans to hear because we're just, like, to them, we're just, like, dumb kittens. But, like, adult cats, they'll just, like make, like, noises that don't register on our hearing level. And so the idea is, like, the collective unconscious is kind of like everyone that's within a certain area. Like, you just might know about something, but you didn't watch it because everyone else knows about it, so it just kind of, like, seeps into the ether.
It's like the... the Tootsie Roll pop with the Indian shooting a star.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, this means something. But why?
Yeah.
Like, why would... I mean, Tootsie never said that.
Yeah.
So, it's stuff like that. Or just, like, urban legends where everyone hears the same story.
Yeah.
But no one knows where it came from. But to go back on the Neanderthal thing, there's, like, this one... I don't even know the guy's name. But this guy has a theory that... they didn't have spoken word, and they basically talked to each other telepathically.
Yeah.
And then, and that's why their heads were so big, is because it was like...
Like a satellite, not a satellite dish.
No, they're just like, I don't know, there's more activity going on, so it needed more room for breathing, and I don't know, like, you know, like a computer, you need coolant.
I'm just mentioning brains.
But anyway,
breathing.
Then once they started to learn how to draw on the walls... and communicate that way. Then they started doing the spoken word. And, oh, hey, speaking is a whole lot easier than trying to telepathically talk to people.
Yeah.
So through evolution, they started speaking, and they started, like, losing the telepathic part of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
and they kind of like evolved into the speaking, devolved yeah. kind of, and which is kind of interesting, especially with the way technology is going. Everyone's texting and emailing and all this stuff, and they hardly ever make phone calls anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty soon we're gonna get to a point where we're just typing stuff and we don't say anything out loud, because we're just gonna be like,
yeah. I did hear like something similar about that, because like how we are getting smarter but so much stupider.
Mm-hmm.
Like so much, like we're getting so dumb because we don't communicate with each other because everything does it for us, and our brains like there's no way we can get smarter because nothing, we don't do our own thinking anymore. Right.
Because there's predictive text.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. They came out with a list of the most looked up words. Like, mm-hmm. like each state.
Yeah, I saw
each
that.
Each state, like, what was the word they looked up how to spell the most?
Yeah.
And Wisconsin was Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like, so people in their own state had to look up how to spell the state they were in.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously? It's not like there's hidden letters or anything. No. It's pretty... what's the word I'm looking for?
Phonetical.
Yeah, it's pretty much phonetic. Like, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like, some of them were, they're looking up pneumonia the most. I'm like, that makes sense. I don't think I could spell pneumonia.
Someone pointed out that one of the states, the most misspelled word that they checked on was 90, and it was spelt wrong on the map.
Yeah, because 90, does it have an E or not?
Yeah, it does, but they said it's N-I-N-E-T-Y, but it was spelled N-I-N-T-E-Y. Ninty.
Wow, I wouldn't even think. Because they said other words that were spelt a lot were, yeah, they said pneumonia, beautiful, tomorrow, and, oh my God, I forgot what the other one was.
And there was like 50 words.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there were some words that were on multiple states.
Okay. I saw it, but I didn't look
into it. I was just like, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Other people in other states I could see, because there's people who pronounce it Wisconsin.
Or Wisconsin, like O-N, kind of like an O-N, like yeah, a son at the end.
Like Wisconsin, like where's East Wisconsin?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's W-E-S, like Wes Anderson.
Well, I was going to say, like, Dan Harmon posted that image on his Twitter, and he's like, I'm going to make fun of you people for not knowing how to spell this once I figure out what state that is. Like, as a joke, like, we're idiots, but like I pointed out.
Yeah, like, it's like, I don't know, Wyoming?
Yeah, but I think somewhere like the East Coast. But then I pointed out, because someone said something about Wisconsin, I'm like, yeah, we know how to spell words like Milwaukee
and Lambeau,
Oconomowoc and Wauwatosa, but we can't spell Wisconsin.
Right.
What the fuck?
Like, well, even like Lambeau.
Yeah.
Most Wisconsinites know how to spell that.
Yeah. I don't even know how, but when I write it, I go, oh, that is right.
Yeah. That's how it is with the word beautiful. A lot of people seem to have a problem spelling that word, but I have no problem if I'm writing it out.
Yeah. But
even like spelling it now, I'm just like, E-A-U,
it's
you
got, know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's got all the vowels in it except for O. Oh, that's the one, the word that I always get screwed up is restaurant.
There's
a U in there, and it's always in the wrong spot.
Yeah, restaurant's a hard one. I can't remember what I was going to say. But, like, words that, for me, when there's a word, and then you, like, add, like, 90, for example. It's basically nine with a T-Y. But it's, like, there's the E.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, if you have a word, like, this isn't a real word, but cutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it East? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's stuff like that that confuse me.
Otherwise, it'd be cutly, because cut is a word.
Or words that you all of a sudden have to put, like, the letter P twice, so it's not the other word.
Yeah, like hopping or hoping.
Like,
or
rapping and raping. Those are two completely different words.
Yeah.
And if you get those flip-flopped, that's not good.
I always get scarred and scared.
Yeah, the double R's.
Because... like, if you have a scar, it's one R. But if you give someone a scare, it's one R. But scarred is two R's. And scared is one R.
Yeah, that's the kind of same thing.
It fucks me up. Because they toss another...
it's like rap.
Yeah. Yeah.
One P. Rape.
Rapping.
One P. And then the E disappears.
That's what English language is.
English is my first language. So unexplained stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's always something. Like, there's been multiple times where I've seen weird lights that are, like, too close to the ground to be flying objects, but too high up to be something that's, like glaring debris or anything like that. Like,
like a reflection like from the highway.
Slightly higher than I am, but, like, below the treetops.
Yeah.
Like, I'll see, like, random lights like that, and they're, like, move erratically. So it's, like, I see stuff like that, and I don't understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not UFOs, because, like I said, it's too close to the ground. It's under the treetops. But it's, I don't know.
Drones?
Maybe. But that was before drones.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking about, like, in college.
Glowing birds.
Like, when I was in college or stuff. Glowing birds. That's the only thing I could think of was maybe it was, like, a bird or a bat that was reflecting somehow.
Okay.
Because, you know, on campus they always had the lights.
Yeah,
on
campus. Well, moths sometimes, some moths reflect light.
Yeah. But I could have swore the light was, like, a reddish color, but that doesn't make any sense. So, like, that's, I mean, yeah, that's an example of unexplained stuff. Or, like, trying to find my pair of shoes, and they're in a room that I haven't gone in, but somehow they're there. And lately, my Xbox keeps turning itself on.
Does it, you think it hears you when we're talking about Xbox, and it goes, oh, it needs me, and then it boots up?
I don't know, because when I go to bed, I make sure I shut it off. And then I go to bed, and then I wake up, I go to turn it on, and it's already on.
Hmm.
I blame the cat, and I think he presses his nose against it, and it sets it off. Because it's not a button, it's that sensor thing.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling like, because at the time,
he always hears it power down, and he goes, what's going on over here?
I had my VR thing on the ground.
Yeah.
And I put a blanket over it so he didn't chew on the cords. So I'm like, maybe he was laying on it, and then like he hit that when he got up.
Maybe.
It's like that height.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's unexplained. That's the topic.
Yeah.
Or this is completely a different direction, but unexplained. So they made a Cars 3 movie when Cars 2 did horrible.
Yeah.
Like, do you think they were working on 3 at the same time they were working on 2?
Probably.
And they're just like, oh, we went this far. And I don't know. This one looks better than the second one. It's a completely different movie, so we'll just keep working on it.
Well, you were talking about that, too. Like, you were saying, like, 2 did horrible, but the merchandise.
Yeah, the merchandise. Like, because when we were kids, we played Hot Wheels all the time.
Yeah.
And now it would be like, if I was a little kid and we want to play Hot Wheels, why wouldn't you want the one with the face on it?
Exactly. He's a character. It's not like, oh, who's driving this car? The car is cool, but no, it's like, this is a whole character. There's a person behind it. Like, you can just pretend to be this person.
Because imagine how many, like, when we were kids, we bought Ninja Turtle action figures.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those characters weren't even real on the show?
Yeah.
They just made them for the toys, and it's like,
yeah. And if you like cars, because old kids,
all you have to do is take a car, have the same shape, change the colors, and now it's a new character.
Yeah.
Because they're all race cars. They all look the same.
Because old kids love cars. I mean, they're car. Like, I don't really buy Legos anymore, but if I do, it's most likely because it's a car.
They ended up coming out with Cars Legos now.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So the windshield's got the eyes.
Makes sense.
I think they're Duplo. But still.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you want.
Things
that
roll.
Like, little kids love Duplo. And then, hey, you got cars, and now you're selling franchise fees and stuff.
I know it's an old person thing to say, but I remember when Hot Wheels were cheap. Like, you can get them like easily for under a buck.
No, they were about a dollar.
I don't know. Like,
they were 99 cents when they're on sale.
Yeah, but like now it's like, oh, they're on sale for $1.20 or something. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, because I think they were like $1.29.
Yeah, I think so.
And then we always got them when they're on sale for 99 cents.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways.
Well, the cost of everything's going up,
yeah.
And people get greedy, so they charge more for stuff when they're making it cheaper, probably.
I suppose if you're buying a toy that we bought 20 years ago and it's the same price, that's not bad.
Oh, look at how much milk cost back in the day. You could get a gallon for a nickel, and now it costs like $5.
Jesus, where are you getting your milk?
I don't know.
You don't know?
That's horse milk. Sorry. Boy, that was from something.
I don't know. I just realized, I don't think I've ever,
Oh, that's right. That was Gandhi. Who's the Dalai Lama? He got this country to stop drinking vodka by telling them to drink horse milk, and they did.
What?
This is like John Oliver, and he's just like, horse milk? That sounds disgusting. You got these alcoholics to stop drinking alcohol to drink something called horse milk. I wouldn't even know where you get milk from a horse.
Yeah, because I'm like, I was thinking, like, I know there's obviously female horses, but like.
But that's how he was basically proving how much power the Dalai Lama has when he can convince alcoholics to drink horse milk instead of vodka.
Yeah.
It's just like how much power he has. But.
Well,
was it Meet the Parents? She's like, I got nipples. You milk me? I can milk anything that's got nipples.
Well, I think that's because, like, I think initially everyone starts off as a female.
Yeah.
In the womb, but then depending on certain factors here and there, your genitals stay inside or they come out. Because, I mean, basically, testicles are basically just ovaries on the outside.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other parts are things.
But to go back on the unexplained things, it's kind of weird because, like I said, when you see things out in the wild and you're like, what was that? But you can be looking at things and out of your peripherals,
mm-hmm.
you'll be seeing something else. But even if you're looking at a tree, like directly at the tree,
yeah,
sometimes you can't see, like, even something that's right there, like a spider's climbing up the tree. And you'll be looking at the tree, and like something's that tree's moving. And then even after staring at it for a while, you don't realize it's a spider. So it's like, weird things that people see
mm-hmm.
might have explanations, but you're just looking at it weird.
I just like I'm not a religious person, but I'm hoping that when we die, if there is anything like afterlife, I just want like to just go, hey, I want to see what, like, I want to learn things, like, just more learning, because they go, whatever happened about this, like, you can just like reenact, or not reenact, but like you can sit down and, like, just experience, like, situations, like, just go back in time and be an invisible observer. And go, oh, look at, this is what's happening.
This is where the words got twisted.
Yeah. Or go, hey, this is, like, what happened with JFK, or this is what happened, like, the Space Challenger.
Space Jam.
Space Challenger Jam. Or just, hey, this is what I want, if I could go back in time, I'd immediately go, I want to see and understand the building of Stonehenge and say, what are you guys doing? What are you doing? What's your plan?
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool to have. I mean, obviously, if time travel existed, it would fuck things up. But what if you could only go back in time
mm-hmm.
and only view it?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You couldn't interfere. So, like, this way, you can't change the past, and you're not really, like, benefiting.
Yeah.
So you can't, like, oh, I'm gonna go get the lottery.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so you just go back and view it. So I feel like that's how you would have to do time travel without fucking things up.
And sometimes maybe like things
go back to the times of Jesus. See what that was like.
Yeah, see how many people are liars.
There's all those stories that, like, oh, Jesus, da 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 da. But then you never see like his teenage years. So like I would be curious to see what kind of stuff's going on there.
Yeah.
Or how much of it was twisted, and like he was just a kid who was good at magic tricks.
You could just sit outside the tomb thing and be like, "All right, who's moving it? No one to take him."
There's probably the thing he crawled under. He found a little passage.
Like Rest Development.
Yeah. It was like a bear cave, and it was like the exit strategy for the cave.
That's the exit strategy. Oh, no. Bears don't have exit strategies.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's like, I don't know, airflow. I was going to say, if they completely sealed it off, he would have died a second time.
He was dead.
He would have died a second time from, like, no air.
But that's the whole point. They're like, hey, I don't know.
How weird do you think it would be if the Shroud of Turin,
mm-hmm.
they were able to get DNA off of that and make a clone?
I really want them to start cloning people. Not... not for like
parts.
Not oh Jesus. I was like, well, I mean that would be good, but not because like we need more people in the world, but just to say we can do it. And then, but I'm sure the church would be so pissed.
Yeah, that's the reason why we haven't done it. Because they've cloned sheep, and there was a huge uproar about that.
Yeah. But then the Catholic Church is like, well, we don't believe in animals having souls anyway, so what's the problem?
But how much, like, if you clone somebody, I don't think they would even look like that person. You'd look like a brother or something.
Oh.
Because when you're formed, like, when your first
their face won't be all smushed.
Embryo. I don't know what I was going to say.
Zygote?
Embryo. When you're an embryo and you start growing, like, any little thing can change.
Yeah.
So even if you had the exact DNA, there's no way that they would look like it, let alone think like it, because you're, like, nurture mm-hmm. versus nature thing. Both of them will be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what you would gain from cloning people.
Blood type?
Yeah. Donors? Like if you, yeah, I guess if you're...
I don't know.
But if you're at the point where you can clone people, I think you are at the point where you can determine what kind of blood type.
Well, I was thinking like people that have like they're like, oh, I need a kidney transplant. I can't find anybody.
Yeah, but that's the same as like... I don't know. If you're like cloning a being just to use their organs, that's just as bad as abortion.
Well, yeah. I'm okay with that.
Because how do you... I mean, like, if you have them growing up enough so that you can harvest organs, that means they've probably had a conscience.
Well, I'm wondering, though, like, I don't know much about cloning, but I thought, like, what if you can, like, just clone organs?
Oh, you mean, like where they, like, grew that ear on the rat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they probably could do stuff like that, because isn't that what stem cells do?
I think so, yeah. But, yeah, of course, but stem cells...
Yeah, the church is against that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many things that are unexplained!
I know.
That was a very broad...
Yeah, I think... Well, I think initially this was about, like, ghosts or something.
That's right, because you probably just took the cards and cut them up.
Yeah, I did.
Do you think Bigfoot's real?
Fuck, man, I don't know.
Like, do you think it's just a homeless guy in the woods?
Bigfoot, okay. I think there's a possibility that there might have been at one point, but I don't think the footage and the sightings were real.
Yeah. Like, even if there was, that he's probably dead now, but you would have found the body. Well, I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
If Bigfoot was real, there's no other... Bigfoot, you know what I mean? Like, if he's that rare,
yeah.
How can he breed?
Yeah. I don't know.
But they have, like, those footage of, like, the snow mountains and stuff like that, where they see a creature walking, and he's just, like, casually, like...
Yeah.
That stuff's weird.
Well, like, do you consider the Bigfoot the same thing as the Yeti?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Because, I mean, everywhere you go, like... The ocean, for instance.
There's the water yeti.
Yeah, water yeti.
Just a person walking underwater. Do-do-do-do-do. What the fuck?
But the idea of, like, how far we've explored in the water and how far down the water gets, and there's creatures that we don't even know exist down there, it's like...
Well, it's just like the rainforest.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but there's, like... And I'm sure there's islands out there that we don't even know exist yet, and stuff like that, and there's probably creatures on there. But, like, going north and completely south, like, do you think, like, in those mountains and stuff, there's creatures that have learned to inhabit those mountains in the snow?
Even, like, when we were driving down through Montana, like, how much emptiness there was, like, there's no way that this has all been explored thoroughly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's probably some kind of weird snake or cat creature that could be living in the desert that you've never seen.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. The world is...
Because especially if they're like, oh, we are really good at sensing when things are coming, so we hide as soon as that happens.
Yeah.
Like, that could easily happen. Anywhere. Even in your own backyard.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, when I think unexplained, I think... Bigfoot, I think UFOs, and ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And ghosts are a huge topic in itself.
Yeah.
Because that, depending on your beliefs and religions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Most of the time, people are like, that can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you die, you go to heaven or hell. What the heck are you still doing on earth?
Yeah.
Is that
the purgatory they're talking about? Like, where
maybe.
Where, like, yeah.
Or, like, there's people who say it's just, it's like memories. Like, anything you have has energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we're constantly making and burning energy, constantly.
Well, yeah, not making, but, like, transferring. And
right, from fruit and from eating.
Yeah.
And we're so full of energy that when we die, the energy has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of goes hand in hand with that emotion thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, if you have a strong emotion, that can get left behind with its energy. And
yeah.
And then you're like, oh, there's this, whenever I walk in this room, I feel like there's a ghost here or something, but it's comforting. You know what I mean? Like, you hear stories like that, or angry, or, you know, like, they're really strong emotions, which kind of goes hand in hand with the emotions.
Well,
you can leave emotions behind.
Well, I was going to say, like, even, like, when we went to college, and then you come back home, and you're like,
it's home
feels
same.
Different, because you're just not there all the time, even though everything's the exact same.
Right.
But, like, you just don't spend time in this room anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Like, going to our parents' house doesn't even feel like... It doesn't even feel... Well, I suppose that's where the phrase says you can never go home again.
Yeah.
But, like, going to our parents' house, like...
come down, cat?
He doesn't
know which way to go. You are very slow and tired. Oh, lazy cat.
Oh, cat. Cat, is there... Quiche.
Stretch.
Is there anything you don't understand? Quiche, do you understand everything, or just...
He doesn't care.
Yeah,
like, he's... And that's the thing, too. Like, when you die, if you go to heaven, there can't be any kind of emotions.
Hmm.
Or feelings. Because you'll get bored, you'll get angry. Like, you can't have that stuff.
Maybe just happiness.
Yeah, but happiness gets boring after a while. That's why you gotta have the sadness to mix it up.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know how happiness works.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't know how happiness... I meant that's, religion.
No, I don't know happiness. No, but, you know, every emotion has an opposite. And if it's always good all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is my favorite soda. But if you keep drinking after a while, like, I'm sick of drinking the soda. I just drank 2 gallons.
Jesus.
I'm just saying, like, it would probably take that much to get sick of something. It's just an example. It's like, oh, I love cherry Mike and Ike's. You just only eat cherry. And after a while, you're just like, nah, I'm done with Mike and Ike's. And you're like, no, but if you got the mixed one, you could switch it up, and now it's fun again.
That's why, actually, that's why...
That's why I don't like Jolly Joe's as much as you, because it's like halfway...
Oh, fucking... I could eat.
Like a quarter of the box, you're like, okay, that's the flavor.
Well, I was going to say, Mike and Ike's, they was always 4 flavors, and they added strawberry.
And they mixed it up.
The reason why is because I don't know exactly how it works, but... scientifically, they found out that 5 is the right amount of numbers where people like you, they don't get sick of it,
mm-hmm.
but also it's not too much.
Yeah, like, there's like too many flavors.
But it's like, I guess that's the perfect number where, like, I can't remember how it works for marketing, where people go...
that's what Lifesavers are, 5 flavors.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, a lot of things are 5 flavors because they figured out that, like, and then M&M's have 5 colors because to people they go, oh... It's like, well, I'm like, it's like, it's just enough, but this where you don't get sick of it, but not too much, or not enough for you to go, well, I didn't get enough cherry or anything like this.
Yeah.
So then the people keep buying more and more and more because they don't get sick of it, but also they don't get enough of what they want.
Even if you get the flavor ads, there's like 5 different flavors in there,
yeah.
Even though they're all like similar.
Yeah.
And I saw that they had a whole bag of just pink.
Yeah, Lifesavers. Yeah.
No, not Lifesavers. Starburst.
What did I say?
Lifesavers.
I meant Starburst.
Yeah.
In my mind, like, that was the little rappers. Mind,
that's not even the best flavor. It's like in the middle.
I used to think that it was my... I used to say that's my least favorite flavor. Because I would go... Favorite was cherry,
yeah.
Then lemon, then strawberry, then orange.
See, mine...
But now strawberries are like one of my favorite flavors. My taste bud changed.
Yeah. Mine's cherry, then orange, then strawberry. Wait, what's the other color?
Lemon.
That's four.
Yeah. Starburst only has four.
They fucked it up.
I don't know. I love Starburst.
I thought there was a... There's no nope. green.
Nope. Yeah.
And that's what the other color would be.
But I think it's more also like... Because the things that... Like Mike and Ike's or M&M's or Skittles or Lifesavers, they're like hand candy. Where Starburst, you have to unwrap it and yeah. stuff. It's not like you just go pour it in your hands and go, oh, look, I only have one yellow and three.
Unless you get those stupid bite ones that are disgusting.
Those are gross.
They just taste like wax.
They don't even taste like the little mini bites. Like, it's not even the same candy.
It doesn't even have the same flavor. Yeah. The texture is completely different.
Fuck
They're
you.
Just like, people want Starburst that don't have to unwrap. Okay. But they stick together. They're just one giant clump. Make them different. Okay. That's yeah. our solution.
Yeah, they don't stick together then because they got the weird candy coating and it's more
weird,
of
a, it's like a weird
it has
wax
like it has
coating.
Like airheads like type texture.
Yeah, yeah. they crossbred airheads with Starburst and came out with Starburst mini bites.
Yeah, although I do love airheads. Airheads are delicious.
Yeah, I haven't had it in a while. Some of those candies are good, but I hate it because they get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
And airheads get stuck really easy.
Oh,
to
yeah.
me.
But I like rolling them up if you can. It's a good time. But I was actually at the gas station.
And I like how they came out with that mystery flavor airheads, but they never tell you what it is.
Yeah, because sometimes I try
and every
it
every time.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's it.
All right, well, the pizza's here. So I would like to thank my guest, Jason, for
is
being
it
here.
Cars
yeah, yeah. Yep. For being here for the We Deliver podcast. Other than that, that's a bon appetit. I don't remember how we finished these things. I don't remember how we ended it. Dig in. Does that sound right? Dig in. Enjoy your meal and over the gums, flippy floppy. Done. This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.